Local Men, Local Communities is a project undertaken by the South Gippsland Shire Council, and it's all about getting men connected back to the communities. And on the line, I have Gary Knox. Now, Gary, you may remember, was on 3MFM recently talking about the table tennis marathon over Australia Day Eve. And I've got Gary on the line. Hello, Gary. How are you?
G'day, David. I'm very good.
Yeah, how did the table tennis marathon go?
Fantastic. We completed our 24-hour session. Nobody let us down. Everybody that said that they would turn up and play table tennis for an hour did so. And it was a marathon in the strictest sense of the word. It is 24 hours. Some of those hours during the middle of the night, early morning, are pretty hard going. But, well, if it was all plain sailing, there would have been no challenge at all. It was a bit of a test. And I think the Lock community came through with flying colours.
And you had people playing at 2 a.m., 3 a.m. in the morning?
We did. It was great. And we had people calling in on their way home from parties or whatever, saying, what's going on here? And we allowed them to join in to a lesser extent. One carload of five young bucks didn't have a clue what they were walking into, but they walked in and they were good enough on their way out. They said, that's magnificent. They said, here's $50 donation. There was a couple of examples of that. There were people that had said, look, the hardest hours to fill will be 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 a.m., so book me in for one of those. We had some commercial companies that were quite happy to pay a higher fee and take control of some of the hours that were in the middle of the day. At the end of it all, we had Danny O'Brien, the local member, turned up. He wished us all the best and played a game of table tennis with us from all aspects. It was very good.
Had you raised money for this in aid of three very good organisations, didn't you?
Yes, it was sponsored by the South Gippsland Shire Council, their Local Men, Local Communities program. They invited us to nominate a project. Their financial help was probably the difference between us having the confidence to attack something like this. That made it very, very solid right from the start. At the end of the day, we made a nice profit over and above what the South Gippsland Shire Council had given us. It was split three ways. Beyond Blue were our nominated charity. The Woodley Hall, which is undergoing a renovation program, and they host Woodley table tennis. So that's how they come to be involved. And the Pooong Lock Cricket Club, which are based at the Lock Oval, they received half of the profits. So I think everybody is very happy. Beyond Blue have sent us a nice response, congratulating us and thanking us for our efforts. And the cricket club, well, they've recently gone on and won a premiership. So, we're all happy at Lock at the moment, David.
I bet you are. So you're manager, secretary, everything at the Pooong Lock Cricket Club.
Yes, not everything. there's a team of players and two or three other very capable administrators. And we put all our spare time and more into running a cricket club. With Alex Dixon and Peter Miller, we think we've run a fairly good shop at the Pooong Lock Cricket Club. And, the blokes that we've got playing cricket are equal to the task. They have been fantastic this year, and we hope subsequent years.
Yeah, now, you are retired. Now, you used to be a livestock auctioneer. How did you get into these local community activities?
I think when you've got kids and you're living in a community and you're working with the general public as a livestock and real estate agent, you do have a lot of connection with nearly everybody. There was a time when I could nearly name everybody up every road in a 10 or 20K radius. Well, I retired a while ago, and I suppose after a year or two, you start to lose contact. The kids grow up and leave school, and then they leave home, and, well, circumstances change, and it's very easy and very tempting to be disconnected from the community. You don't set out to be disconnected, but I guess it's the attraction of an easier lifestyle, and TV and the farm and the cows and the family and different things lead you down a path where you tend to not be involved with some of those community groups. And in my case, just by chance, I got involved in Woodley table tennis, And then a year or two later, the opportunity to become involved in the Pūhonga Cricket Club came about. And, well, we're all in, boots and all, David. You see people actively talking to each other and making arrangements to do things together tomorrow or the next day, or making plans to help each other out and different things like that. And look, that's immeasurable. You can't quantify it. A lot of times you never get told about it. But to see those little things happening, that's an indicator that there's more benefits than just hitting a table tennis ball or chasing a cricket ball. Like I say, to get to know people via those organisations, that's the way you do it.
And that's what it's really all about, isn't it? Local men, local communities.
That's right. I guess the strength in numbers. And if you've got 10 or 20 blokes that you can sidle up to and have a bit of a chat to, that should provide fertile grounds for a more friendly, fulsome approach to life, rather than being stuck in a house or stuck on a farm at the end of a road and talking to nobody.
Yeah. Well, Gary, look, that sounds great, and congratulations on the table tennis marathon. It was a great achievement. And you're going to do that again?
They have suggested that. I guess it probably would once again be dependent on outside funding. And I couldn't see why that wouldn't happen, either from the Shire or from private people or businesses. It is a lot of work, but it was an icebreaker this year. A lot of people said, what? 24 hours, and you had to explain it to them what it involved. I think the second time around it would be self-explanatory, and I think from a management perspective, from an organisational perspective, we've learnt things that will make it so much easier for a second time. But I can tell you, David, 24 hours taking care of things. I did get home for a four-hour spell at one stage, but it's taken a week or two to recover, I can tell you. It's a pretty tough gig. But once again, maybe if we were to do it again, maybe I would share the 24 hours with two or three other people. We had a lot of helpers, and there'd be no reason why some of them couldn't take some more responsibility next time. But no, it's in the lap of the gods at the moment, and we probably don't have to make a decision until next August or September or October.
Right. Okay, Gary, thank you so much for talking to 3MFM today, and best of luck with all those activities that you're involved with.
Very good, David. Thank you for your interest.